We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Day two of Mountaineer football camp concluded earlier today inside Milan Puskar Stadium. Practice began with fan day around 9 this morning. Fans got an opportunity to meet and greet with the players and coaches, get autographs. Many of the fans stuck around for today's practice, which began around 11:30, and the team got off the field around 1:30. Lots of technique and fundamental work during today's practice. In shorts and helmets, a little bit of teamwork toward the end of practice. Thought quarterback Jared Dagey threw the ball very well today. A lot of completed passes down the field. One touchdown pass to Sean Ryan, another one to Isaiah Esdale. Winston Wright Jr. made a nice touchdown catch. And also during skeleton drill, Dagey made a nice pass down the middle of the field to wide receiver Sam Brown that I thought traveled between 50 and 55 yards in the air. Toward the end of practice, they did some goal line work. Neil Brown had a best out of five between the offense and defense, putting the ball on the five-yard line, and that was about even. The offense scored twice, and the defense had three stops. And then the practice concluded with the snapper challenge, the snapper challenge today was between J.P. Hadley and Austin Brinkman, and Austin Brinkman was able to get his snap in between the target, and his team won the snapper challenge. So pretty good day of work today at Milan Puskar Stadium. Here's what Neil Brown had to say after today's practice.
Yeah, I thought it was better. I did. I thought it was for day number two, I thought it was really clean. I knew our energy was going to be good because we had people in the stands,
right.
You know, and I thought we had a great fan day turnout. It was fun. I know our fans really enjoy it, especially young kids, but our players enjoy it too. So, but I did. I thought it was really a clean day for a second.
You know, your opinion may be different, but I thought Dagey threw the ball really well today.
Yeah, I thought he was sharp. Yeah, he was sharp. Day one, he was sharp. And my expectation for him is he's worked so hard over the last 8 months, you know, from his body. You know, he's worked on fundamentals. He feels really confident in what we're doing. And I thought he was decisive today, which is what we want him to be. And we want him to be decisive.
What's the objective for tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow it'll be a third day of install.
Okay.
I think that's where, you know, some separation starts on day three. So, yeah, the first day, everybody's excited. Second day's fan day. Now we're kind of getting into the grind of camp, and it'll start having some separation between the people that are really love it and really committed and the people who are kind of – maybe they're just interested.
You mentioned yesterday about length. Explain in lay terms why length is so important to a football team, having long guys.
Well, because it's one aspect that we can't coach, you know, and makes it really hard when you have length on defense. Especially if you're playing zone coverage, because they have to throw over you a lot, and quarterbacks will miss high. And when they miss high is when you get interceptions. Batted balls up front, you know, that's that length is definitely a contributor to that. And then offensively, you know, on the O-line, the longer you are, you know, if they can't ever get to you because your arm length, that's a huge benefit. And the second thing is that is when the ball's in the air, you know, the longer guy has an advantage.
Last thing here, looks like you did a little goal line here at the end of practice. Pretty even?
Well, yeah, we don't have officials yet. We'll start having officials when we put pads on. So what we're doing is we're working those. Those are game-winning plays right there. You get third and goals, fourth and goals. Those are plays that decide the game. And you never know when those plays are going to be, so we feel like we got to work them a lot. And there's a bunch of cleanup there on both sides.
And snapper challenge to end practice.
Yeah, snapper challenge. We got a good competition. We got two guys we think are capable. We've had two phenomenal long snappers the last 2 years, and we feel really confident in JP Handley and Brinkman. They just got to. We want to see who's going to step up under stress, and Brinkman did today.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
All right.
And that was Coach Neil Brown. The Mountaineers will return to the field tomorrow for a closed practice, and that will take place up on the Steve Annaline Family Practice Facility. Thanks for listening to this Mountaineer Football Camp podcast. I'm John Antonik.